Money Radio, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to welcome Rick Edelman. And he is, of course, one of the best-known names when it comes to financial advisors in the country. Perhaps you've heard him on the radio over the years. Perhaps you've seen him on television. In addition, he is a best-selling author with 8 books in print worldwide, including number 1 New York Times bestsellers. The new book is entitled The Truth About Your Future, The Money Guide You Need Now, Later, and Much Later. Rick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you. Thanks.
I was a little surprised at how the book was laid out. 2 parts, one dealing with the future, and then you got around to the money part. I think maybe the best way to start out this conversation is with a quote that you included in the book from Yogi Berra.
The future ain't what it used to be.
So true. And then you explain why it ain't what it used to be by taking a look at some exponential technologies, 2 laws of exponential technologies. I think a lot of people are familiar with one of those laws, but perhaps not the other.
Yeah, we all know about Moore's Law, which says that computers are doubling in ability every 18 to 24 months, so they're getting twice as fast and twice as cheap, and that's accelerating the capabilities of technology. The other one, though, that people are not familiar with is from a fellow named Jim Dator, who's a professor out in University of Hawaii. Jim Dator is famous for another law that basically says that anything useful you hear about the future should strike you as ridiculous. And that's a really important thing to keep in mind, because as we talk about where the future is taking us, your immediate reaction is, that's ridiculous. There's no way that'll happen. And I cite example after example in my book of where the future's heading, and your initial reaction, I'm sure, is to just shake your head saying, that's crazy.
And some of it almost does sound crazy, but how does it apply to finance and personal finance?
Well, you know, we're all familiar with self-driving cars and drones, and you know, we know that the future's coming, but no one has ever tried to tackle that question of what does it mean for me and my money? And I'm a financial planner. We manage $18 billion for 30,000 families across the country. And that was the question I sought out to answer. I spent 8 years researching this book and finally developed the answers, which I present in the book, The Truth About Your Future. What does it mean? It means you're going to live a lot longer than you think. You're going to live to 110 or 120. And that means you're not retiring at 65, because you'll never be able to afford a 50-year retirement that way. It means you're going to keep on working. But we also know that robotics and artificial intelligence are going to wipe out half the jobs in this country. That's a challenge. If on the one hand you need to keep working, but on the other hand you're not going to be able to keep working because the job's gone, how do you fix that? Yeah, you're going to live to 110 or 120, but here's the fascinating part. You're going to be healthier in the future than you are today. You'll be healthier at age 100 than at age 50. Technology is in nanotechnology, bioinformatics, bionics, neuroscience. These are going to eliminate all the major diseases and illnesses we face today. Cancer, heart disease, respiratory illness, diabetes, these are all going to be gone over the next 20 years. And that means you're going to be healthier in the future. You're going to want to work because you're going to want to stay engaged and productive and a contributor in society. But because technology is going to get rid of many current jobs, we're going to need to replace them with brand new jobs, many of which haven't even been invented yet. That means we need to go back to school to get retrained, to learn how to adapt in this new society. So it's no longer about a college degree. It's now all about lifelong learning. And I explain all of this in the book of how you're going to engage in this, and this is the best part. Instead of waiting until retirement in your 70s to enjoy yourself, you're going to be permeating that lifestyle throughout your entire life. You're going to quit your work for a couple of years to take a really long vacation, a sabbatical, and then you'll go back to school, learn new skills, and emerge in something completely different, and you'll engage in a cyclical environment for as long as you live. It's going to be fun, exciting, profitable, very rewarding.
How will our investments change?
This is a big issue, because a lot of folks are investing in stock mutual funds and so on, and not realizing that many of the companies exist today are going to go broke. They're going to go out of business. It's projected that as much as half of the Fortune 500 will not exist in 10 years. Why? Because they were built on the 20th century. Best example, Kodak. 135-year-old company, went broke in 2012, went bankrupt. Why? Because we all stopped buying film. We're now using digital photography, and Kodak couldn't adapt. Along comes Instagram. The year Kodak goes broke, Instagram, 18 months old, 13 employees, sold for $1 billion using digital photography. So we need to look at companies that are designed for the 21st century. And I lay out in the book and in my chapter on investments the exact specific investment opportunities that are available today for you to enjoy and invest in through companies that are built for the 21st century.
Are we still going to have financial advisors in the future?
Yes, but advisors will be very different than they are today. I mean, I own and operate one of the largest advisory practices in the country, 42 offices, 157 advisors. We'll still be around, but we're going to be a little bit different in the future. For example, one of the leading things you're going to need advice on is career planning. That's an area that financial planners historically have never delved, but we're going to become experts in that subject to help you realize, is your job being threatened by technology? And how do you figure out what the next job ought to be? How do you get the training? How do you pay for that education? How do you sustain your lifestyle while you're in school and not currently working? And how do we generate income by creating your own job as an entrepreneur? What are your passions? How can the internet help facilitate your ability to earn money on a part-time basis, doing what you want to do, when you want to do it, from where you want to do it, and who you want to do it for? That's the kind of a role that financial advisors will be providing clients in the future, in addition to the current service of helping you with insurance and investments and estate planning.
Tell you what, this is a very compelling book, The Truth About Your Future by Rick Edelman. The Truth About Your Future really gets you thinking, and it got us thinking today. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks for the time.